We're live. Yeah, we're live, Jerry. We're live. Did you want to say hi to everybody? Hi, this is Jerry, the alien dog.
Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. And today is our 680th episode. And today I want to talk about a common mistake agile coaches, scrum masters make when they do an engagement in their agile activities. They're not coaching the managers that are in between. They're in charge of the work, the workers, the work, the whatever. They go right to the scrum masters and the team, and they skip a very valuable partner in the system. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. And this 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. And what we're going to talk about is very practical and very tactical from a preserve your job perspective. And we do this so we can bring value to the customer in a way that we're not working crazy hours to get there and get home to our family and friends so we can have some fun at home with our family and friends, make some relationships, do some stuff. Like last night, I went out to the Mummers Museum for summer mummers, just took a break about 9 o'clock last night and just sat there relaxed and have fun. So with that, let's talk about our topic area. What's our topic, Jerry? Not you getting all crazy. So in my career as an agile coach and enterprise coach, transforming organizations, one of the toughest jobs I've had is to coach managers. Some are great. Some are like all into it, want to hear about it, want to learn about it, want ideas, ask questions. And that dialogue is awesome. When I get that it opens up to a lot more possibility. Because they're also your advocate. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. You may be an agile coach. You may be a scrum master. But you know who your employees listen to more than you'll ever listen to you? Is their boss. And people forget that. You're nothing, right? I mean, whoever's paying a paycheck and signing off on that is the one everyone's going to listen to more than anybody else. But what I also see is these agile coaches, they skip out on coaching the managers. They're like, oh, we're going to coach teams. Well, yes, we're going to coach teams. That is assumed. Minimum viable product is coaching the teams. And what we need to do is coach the managers. The managers need to know how to coach, how to manage an agile team as well, too. Right? And that's a big thing. And one of the things we really got to make sure, what I do, when I do my coaching agreement, I do a couple things. I reach out to managers. I ask them, like I got an audience member here with the puppy. I ask them, what do you want to achieve with this agile transformation? What are you looking to see? What is your thing that's missing that you're concerned about as far as your teams, the people you work with becoming agile? And we use that as a discussion point to where we're going. And then I also share my agile coaching agreement. And I actually offer to coach have coaching sessions with the managers weekly, every other week, once a month, whatever, some regular cadence that we do this. And that has helped a lot with the teams because then they know what they're looking for. And I also tell them, the teams, what the managers are looking for. And I get that bridge so they know what people are looking to see happen. It's part of the way we work. It's not changed yet. I don't think it will ever change, to be honest with you. There's always going to be a manager. There's always going to be someone who's going to sign the paycheck, right? So you got to make sure they're aware of what's going on. And for their own self-preservation. Because if the manager doesn't know what you do for the organization, sooner or later, you're not going to be there. It's plain and simple. I've been in that situation. Where the managers, people would ask, but I never had that. For some of them, it was just they weren't available. I'll be honest with you, that's one thing I wanted to coach them on. It's like, you can't be this busy. It's impossible. You're not going to be effective at what you do. But you know, that's another level of agile coaching for managers. Maybe I should invent a class, agile coaching for managers. How to coach managers. Maybe I should. Probably good. But that is one thing that when people talk about, they set up, coach the teams, make sure you set up meetings with the managers, set up regular coaching engagements with them, talk about their issues, ask them what their problem, what keeps them up at night. So two things from an enterprise perspective, when I have multiple teams under these managers, I also see what keeps them up tonight, and I help translate that also into the multiple teams that I coach. So it's a good, well-round system, and it ain't just me, what I see. It's what they see. They're the customer. Make sure they're happy. So is there anything else I could say about that? Probably lots of questions that could come out, so feel free to message me on how do you deal with that. And there are some managers out there who are just pain in the butts. So some of them are great. Some are very hungry for knowledge and learning and see this as the new way to go. And some are very, their safety, their trust is not there yet because they're worried about once a team becomes self-organized, what do we need me to do? I had an executive vice president say that to me too. What is my job? I don't know what my job is. And that person was kind of panicking. And I had to keep talking to them all the time about, no, they still need your expertise. They need you to help them. They need you to get these barriers away. We need to remove impediments, right? And do all this stuff. And I had to talk to that person every couple weeks and bring them back. They would disappear and I'd bring them back. So there's good and bad. But again, don't make the mistake of not coaching the management team. Yes, coach the scrum masters, coach the product owners, coach the team. But if you do not coach the management and set up a regular interval coaching with them and get their bosses to buy in, then that's another thing. So you get the management, talk to the boss above and get them to encourage them to do it too, because they also listen to their boss. And the higher you can go up in coaching upwards, which is one of the things we talk about as a scrum master, the better off you'll be. So with that, I'm going to say, see you later. Happy scrumming. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the little bell once, twice, so you get a notification when we go live. And I wish you a happy day. And with that, I say,